It's 2023, baby! Another year of Paleobites. Another year of awesomeness. Unless, for whatever reason, I decide to put this show on indefinite hiatus like I did with my other show, The Ritwit. You never know, this show is not my income. This show does not make a profit, guys! I do this as a hobby! But if you'd like the show to make a profit, you could subscribe to my Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you can find bonus content for Paleobites, a little bit for the Ritwit, but mostly Paleobites. We usually discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals for the Paleobites Patreon. And this month, we're talking about, once again, everyone's favorite dinosaur movie, Pacific Rim. They said that the Kaiju's trial one was the dinosaur, so it counts. And yes, we talked about this last January, but we're talking about it again this January. And every January from here on out. Because, damn it, it's an awesome movie, it's my favorite movie, and it's the best dinosaur movie of all time. So check it out. Links in the description for you can sign up to the Patreon. Thank you for your support. Have a lovely day and a wonderful and happy new year!
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast that'll get clobbered by reviewers like an ankylosaurus tail on a tyrannosaurus femur. My name's Matthew Donald, and each week I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week, I am joined by the one and only trucker slash bus driver slash heavy lifter walker person thing. Wait, no, I'm sorry. That was it's Natasha Crack. Please forgive me. How are you?
I've been called worse. Trust me, I have been called far worse.
Oh, that's good.
And at this point, I just look it in the face and laugh.
Yeah. Oh, man. So that's God.
I mean, yes, I am working to become a professional driver.
That would be nice. That would be nice. My only professional driving experience is delivering some Uber Eats stuff as a courier, you know, I guess is the term. Gig-based economy is really flourishing now with a lot of, like, people, like companies not wanting to pay people, so we're all just paying each other. It's like how my friend and fellow co-host Christina Eilert often pet sits and, like, and how nannying is such a lucrative business because people pay like upwards like $30 an hour for it or
some places, yeah. Oh my
something
gosh.
Crazy like that. So let's see. Dinosaur related question. Actually, no, there's not gonna be a dinosaur related question. That's not because this is more like just any creature, and it's more like this creature specifically. I'm gonna save the dinosaur related question, and it's not really a dinosaur, for the end of this episode. Because we're talking about a creature that we don't know what the it is.
Mother Nature got drunk.
Yeah, so.
Or something.
So at the end, I'm going to ask you, and again, like I can swear because I got velociraptor noises. So if you can swear too, I know you often have the mouth of a sailor, so feel free to swear if you want. I'll edit in the
velociraptor. Yes, do you have more than a little bit of a mouth?
Yep. So now that I have the velociraptors on standby, ready to censor out anything we say, so swear away. Because this creature is the most what the f*** of
it really is. I mean,
any creature.
Mother Nature, what the f*** are you on?
So, because like, after we cover this creature, I'm going to ask you, what the f*** do you think it was? So, we're talking about Tully Monstrum. The monster of Francis Tully. So, type, it's an That's what I have on my, just it's with a question mark. We do know that it is a bilateral animal. That's cool. All we got on it. Bilateral animal. You realize how wide of a qualifier that is?
That is a huge.
It's an animal that's bilaterally symmetrical. So anything from an ant to a slug. To a bird, to a whale, to a lizard, to a dog, like to a lot of insects, and maybe even some other creatures, like small creatures, like to a freaking water bear. A water bear is bilateral. Pretty much everything that's not radially symmetrical, like starfish or sea urchins, you know.
Yeah.
Anyways, we do know its size, though. It's 4 to 13 inches, slash 10 to 35 centimeters long. a diet, probably a carnivore, but who knows?
Who knows at this point?
Time, late Carboniferous, 311 to 306 million years ago. It was found in Illinois, USA. Described in 1960. That makes sense. The drugs!
Yeah, the drugs!
The hallucinogenics, like hallucinogenia.
Which, if you Google the Tully Monster, comes up alongside this thing.
Oh, makes sense. Pop culture appearances, a multitude of conspiracies and satirical monster hunters throughout the decades. Like, those, they have documentaries on this, but nothing from any real media.
Well, it is featured on the sides of some U-Haul trucks.
That's what I was going to say. It's a state fossil of Illinois, however, and artwork of it is featured on U-Haul trucks in the state, which, in my opinion, kind of reeks of desperation in terms of, like, Illinois is like, we got our creature, and it's this.
I mean, it's also weird as all hell.
Oh, absolutely.
So why not embrace it?
I guess that's true. So sometimes categorizing fossils is difficult, but usually we have some sort of idea. Oh, we just found a single tooth? It's a truodon, a type of Maniraptoran theropod. Oh, we have a partial fragment of a skull and some eye parts of the eye socket? It's a Sauraniops, a type of Carcharodontosaur dinosaur. Sometimes, though, it's a little bit trickier, like Dravidosaurus. You know Dravidosaurus?
No, I did not know that one.
Here, let me show you the picture of it on the Paleobites thing, because we've done an episode on it with friend of the show, New Zealander Ben O'Regan, because it's very funny. We're not quite sure what it is, but we have two choices. Let's see, let me go. Here it is.
Okay.
It's either a stegosaur or a plesiosaur. You know, those basically identical animals.
Yeah, totally identical. Can't tell the difference.
We know it's one of the two. But at least those are both reptiles. Occasionally get to like Basilosaurus, which was classified as a sea serpent-like reptile, but was actually an early whale. But at least those are both vertebrates.
Yeah.
How about this guy, though? Its name is Tully Monstrum, and despite having quite a few fossils of it found all over the state of Illinois, we have no idea what the hell this thing is.
I know there's a few things suggesting it might be related to mollusks and worms.
Mollusks or worms. But then I also things related to certain types of hagfish.
Like,
so here's let me describe it for you. It's bilaterally symmetrical, as we discussed earlier. It's got a pair of vertical ventral fins at the tail end of its body. It has a long proboscis that bent like an elbow, and had a pair of jaws at the end with up to 8 sharp teeth, or at least 8 pointy mouth-placed thingies.
Thingies.
These fossils are not bones, but imprints upon wetland rocks in the area, and the lack of hard parts in the fossils implies the animal does not possess any organs composed of bone or any calcium carbonate. It definitely swam, that much we know, but also it looks like it swam with those fins that might have been gill extensions or not.
There's a lot unknown about this crazy creature.
It also had a single eye or some sort of sensory organ.
Although some artistic depictions suggest that those things that stick off the side of the head
are
kind of
like stalks of eyes. Also, its elbow-like proboscis and overall body structure is indicative of perhaps some sort of rudimentary spinal cord.
Maybe. How else would it keep that bend all the time?
May I stress that after revealing all this, that this is not a prank or a hoax. Oh, man.
But it is crazy enough to be considered a possibility for it.
We have found a bunch of these across Rock State to this time period. So whatever it was quite abundant. But what the hell was it?
That seems to be the ultimate question. What the hell?
It's WTF the animal.
And of course, it has no living relatives.
No,
so
of course not. So
of course, we can't get any idea of what it actually is.
Oh, so scientists have split into two camps on this. Uh-oh. Identifying it as either a vertebrate or an invertebrate. Again, very helpful scientists. Still not a freaking wide range at
have
all.
Have they gotten into any fist fights over it?
Probably.
Okay.
Arguments for the vertebrate side say there's a relative of modern lamprey fish, with its spinal cord perhaps being cartilaginous in nature?
That's an interesting argument.
The study deduced that based on samples from multiple points in the body, some of its organic material from decay parts of chordate tissues as opposed to the chitinous parts found in arthropods.
Huh.
Arguments against this, however, say that most of its chemical structure is inconsistent with either vertebrates or chordates. And note that, like you said, it could be some sort of slug or some sort of worm. But note the proboscis steam method is more akin to the anomalocaurids or early arthropod-like creatures like Opabinia. You know Opabinia? You know that one, the one with the five eyes at the trunk?
Yes, I happen to have a picture as it comes up.
Oh, man. So, what is this thing? Well, seriously, what is it?
I don't
know. That's my dinosaur related question at the end of this. What the hell was this thing? Got any theories?
I have no theories. I see pictures of this and it's like, Mother Nature, are you okay? What you tripping? What you tripping?
You know how some people think that octopi came from space?
Sure, let's start
say
this one.
Came from space. Not related to anything on Earth. It's just a meteor just happened to crash into the Earth.
Yes,
and out came
these
things. Yeah.
Why not? It's crazy enough to possibly fit that description.
But the frustrating thing, though, is that based on the type of animal it is and how soft its body is, we'll probably never get something more well-preserved than all the specimens we found. So it's very likely, more likely than not, that we'll never know.
The frustration.
Paleontology, thou art a heartless bitch. You seem so attractive and alluring, but most of the time you just disappoint us.
That's because Mother Nature got drunk again. Or she was tripping
stripping serious balls. Anyways, what do you think this is? I'm going to say it's a starfish. A weird starfish. You guys are aware that starfish is not a bilateral animal. It's dead radially symmetrical, but it's a weird starfish, you see. No one can prove me wrong.
I mean, maybe it's closely related to things like the nudibranch. We don't know.
Yeah. Maybe it's like a tardigrade. That's like a water bear thing.
Why not?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways.
If you're still listening, congratulations. You've made it through this far.
I mean, it's just really notable how many fossils we found of it. And yet, we have no idea what it is.
I guess that's the trick with soft-bodied creatures.
Yeah. Also, I could see this thing just someone just swimming in like some sort of swamp and just seeing one of these around today. Yeah. Like, wah!
And of course, nobody would believe him.
No, exactly.
Heck, even if we were to throw one in an aquarium.
Oh, I could see
somebody would still think it's a robot.
The part that trips me out the most is that bendy proboscis.
Yeah.
If it was just like a trunk or something, that'd be one thing. But the fact that it bends so much like an elbow.
Right. I mean, I could see why you could think that it's possibly a chordate.
Yeah. Like, there's a clear joint to it. Like, it's not just like an Opabinia, which has just like the trunk or whatever. it's a bendy thing. But if the eyes are before the bendy thing, if those things that come out are the eyes.
If they are the eyes, yes. A lot of artwork, and I'm going to call it speculative artwork, suggests What the f***, Mother Nature? What the f***?
Tully monster. Francis Tully, discoverer. I'd say Francis Tully was just tripping all sorts of balls.
Alright.
Placed a bunch of these there. Like, behold, Tully Monstrum. I'm going with the space theory, actually.
Why not? It's crazy enough.
Anyways.
That's it. We're conspiracy theorists here.
Yeah. SCP Foundation, get on this thing already.
They haven't already.
Ooh. Isn't according to SPC? Is SPC or SCP?
SCP.
SCP.
Secure, contain, protect.
Okay, SCP Foundation. Isn't there, according to them, there's like a big horseshoe crab the size of the Atlantic that lives in the Atlantic?
I lose track of the number of them.
All right, so let's rate Tully Monstrum.
There's no scale for this.
I was going to say.
Tripping.
I was gonna rate it. I was gonna rate it 25 car bloops out of Lardy Clarendon car bloops.
Yeah, we'll just rate it just left of the moon, to the right of Mars, and far past Jupiter.
When the sun sets on the third day, and what is it like? How do you get to Neverland? It's like on past the evening star, or whatever. It's like over the what's the deck? How do you get to Sesame Street? How do you get to Sesame Street?
How do you get to...
Isn't the whole song about how to get to Sesame Street?
Yeah.
I could see this thing being a... Actually, no, this thing couldn't even be a Jim Henson puppet. Because you can't control... You control the top. I guess you could have a bendy thing just kind of flopping around is like it. That's just... Oh, man. That's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact me at mattd@matthewdonacreator.com for engineer questions to any of the co-hosts. Send us your theories. What the hell was this thing? If someone has a definitive answer, please tell us. It's like, here, I have a specimen myself. I created it in a lab. It's alive! You can follow me on social media at Methadon Creator on Facebook and Methadon 64, pretty much everywhere else, so Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. It's based on the state of Twitter, I'm assuming that's going to fall apart. Thanks, Elon Musk!
Yeah, thanks, dude!
So you can probably find me on the very aptly named for this show, Mastodon, at MatthewDonald64. I don't have an account there as of recording, but probably soon enough, Twitter's probably gone the way of the dinosaurs at that point. Which makes sense, because Twitter is a bird. So it is a dinosaur! So, yeah. You can find Natasha, just search her. You'll find an Etsy or a DeviantArt or something. Natasha, correct? You're
basically
curious?
Basically, I haven't updated DeviantArt in years at this point.
DeviantArt is just porn site at this point. It's the new Tumblr.
Tumblr
is.
Lovely.
I mean, and there's other things to it, too, of course, but you can find a lot of weird stuff on there. She did the artwork for my books and the chapter illustrations. Good stuff. Forgot to mention that last time. I also have another podcast called The Writ Wit, where two twits talk about writing. Currently on definite hiatus, but it may come back soon. Maybe. But that's it for this week. It's at the end of every episode of Paleo Bites.
What the?
I was just about to say that. Oh, the Velociraptors are going to have to get charged overtime for this episode.
Probably.
Oh, man.